This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. South Korea's army is on the alert today after TV broadcasters and two major banks were shut down by cyber attacks. The suspected source of the attacks is North Korea, the enigmatic empire still living under the cloud of its departed dictator, Kim Jong-il. Kim's legend is kept alive in a rash of books about his life. Celebrity ghostwriter Michael Malice runs through just a few.
Kim Jong-il, lodestar of the 21st century. Kim Jong-il, leader of youth movement. The leadership philosophy of Kim Jong-il. A peon of great love. Kim Jong-il and the people. Kim Jong-il in his young days. Kim Jong-il, the great man. U.S. imperialist, started the Korean War. Kim Jong-il, genius of revolution. Kim Jong-il, anecdote.
Malice is planning to write the first ever unauthorized autobiography of Kim, who died in December of 2011. The ambitious project, the working title is Dear Reader, is being fueled by a Kickstarter campaign, and it aims to illuminate the alternate reality accepted by North Koreans by telling Kim's story precisely as he would want it to be told. Michael, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much, Virginia.
Well, you've made quite a career out of celebrity autobiography ghostwriting. This is kind of a departure. What brought you here?
Well, I was born in the former Soviet Union, just like Kim Jong-il, so I thought, what better person out there to write a story that's larger than life and often not in touch with reality.
Any past experience with North Korea? I mean, are there things that you're interested in illuminating for the American people about this project?
Well, I think a lot of the press gets it wrong. You know, when we describe North Korea as quote-unquote crazy, that's really an admission that we don't understand their thought process. And though their thought process is not always nice or kind, you know, this is a very barbaric regime, they still have an internal logic to what they do. And it behooves us to kind of understand where they're coming from, because otherwise it just seems random.
So you think this book will be taken, it's not humor, it's not political satire?
Well, it's satire by presenting what they present as fact with a straight face. You know, when Kim Jong-il claims he can shrink time, when he claims he visits the DMZ and the fog appears to surround him so that the U.S. imperialists can't see him appearing, it's satirical on its own merits, even though it's not presented as satire, unfortunately.
Well, it is a pretty campy trailer.
That's a very bad pun, you know. That's one of the unfortunate things, that everyone focuses on the dark side, the funny side of Kim Jong-il, but there are 100,000 people in labor camps there right now. We can see them on Google Earth, and people kind of sweep it under the rug. They'd rather focus on Dennis Rodman, which is a bit unfortunate, I think.
So there is a purpose then to this project beyond comedy, beyond parody, obviously.
That's right. I mean, it's just interesting to read, you know, a complete different perspective on America as well and on North Korea, but it's also kind of informative in that sense, like any good book should be.
Well, run through some of Kim Jong-il's alleged accomplishments in his home country for us.
He did invent a new calendar. He actually did invent a new form of opera for North Korea. In fact, much of this crazy propaganda that we're so aware of here had a purpose, and that purpose was his father, Kim Il-sung, founded the country, and it was no way necessary that Kim Jong-il would take over. So much of this propaganda was, you know, kind of to brainwash the North Korean people to accept this son as the following leader after the great leader Kim Il-sung, because his father was a war hero, you know, he led the nation, all this stuff, but Kim Jong-il didn't accomplish much, so he cut his teeth on propagandizing North Korea. He kind of started their movie industry, he started their literary industry is a bad choice of words, perhaps, when the state runs everything, but he really had his hand in a lot of these things. And, you know, being a movie buff, it's really funny how he's in effect forcing North Korea to be a giant movie set for his own ambitions, and now Kim Jong-un, of course, is following suit.
Well, you named some of the sources we played from your Kickstarter video earlier. How does one acquire so many North Korean propaganda texts? I mean, can you get them online?
You can't get them. You can get a few on Amazon that people have smuggled out, but it's very hard. I was in Pyongyang, and they have bookstores, and the books only contain books about Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, with a few books about fairy tales and, like, one other one about another person. So they have translators who translate these important works that revolutionize the world into English, into Chinese, into Arabic, into German. But the only way to get them is to actually go to Pyongyang, which is not something many people do. But many of these regimes are very big on, you know, spreading their propaganda as far and wide as possible, or at least giving the appearance of spreading their propaganda as far and wide as possible. Pyongyang claims that the Pyongyang Declaration has revolutionized, you know, the socialist world, and now North Korea is a leader in terms of the socialist world, which simply isn't true. But this is, you know, their story, and they're sticking to it.
Mm. So you must be communicating with their leadership or Ministry of Propaganda, however. Aren't you looking for some, what, collaboration with them?
Oh, no. If I went there, I'd be killed on sight. North Korea regards their leaders almost as we, you know, as born-again Christians regard, you know, Christ. If you have a newspaper, for example, with one of the leaders' pictures on the floor, that's grounds for going to jail. Mm. You have to have their pictures on your wall. You have to dust them. So it's really, what I'm doing is greatly regarded as a heresy in that nation. I don't know what would happen to me, and it certainly wouldn't be nice.
I wonder about that after major bank and media computer crashing today in South Korea attributed to cyber attacks by North Korea. Any trepidation about political backlash or retaliation for you after publication?
Yeah, I mean, these people have, George Bush was blamed for putting on the axis of evil. They've blown up airplanes. They've tried to assassinate the South Korean prime minister on more than one occasion. They almost came close. And in fact, on the floor of the UN, they're saying they're going to, you know, destroy South Korea and kill their leaders. So, I mean, it's a militaristic, it's almost become more fascistic dictatorship because they're obsessed with race, they're very xenophobic, and Kim Jong-il's philosophy was called Shungun, which means explicitly military first, as in the military eats first. So it's really become very garrulous and dangerous. So at the same time, they from their perspective, they're being defensive because the instant they drop their guard, they say the U.S. imperialists are going to invade and kill them all, especially the kids.
Oh, Michael Malice, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
He's celebrity ghostwriter of books by Brett Michaels and author of Concierge Confidential, among others. We have a link to the Kickstarter campaign for his goal to write the unauthorized autobiography of Kim Jong-il at wordofmouthradio.org. Stay with us for an unflinching look at a topic of recent congressional testimony, sexual assault in the military, when Word of Mouth continues.